Geras HaKodesh, in the Biur, in Perek of Zion, explaining the statement of the Zohar, that it says in the Zohar, that a tzaddik that passes on is found in the world even more than before. So the question was, how is it possible that in this world, even in Olam Hazeh, the tzaddik is more here than when he was during his lifetime? And the Rebbe started to explain that the life of the tzaddik, which is Emuna, Ava, and Yira, the Rebbe will explain, they're limited. How does the tzaddik pass on his chayis, his Emuna, Ava, and Yira to the people? Is through speaking, through writing, through the teaching, he inspires them. It's limited. They get only a little bit from what he can give them in through the physical guf, because it's still, the neshama is connected to the guf of the tzaddik, and the tzaddik inspires the people with the physical means. That's the way he communicates to the people. That's only a little part of the tzaddik's real level. And that's why the Gemara says it takes 40 years for a person to really come up to the understanding of the Rebbe, because the Rebbe gives a little bit, the tzaddik gives just a little bit at a time. Can't take it. But once that limitation of the body is removed, and the neshama goes up, the ruach of the tzaddik goes up to Gan Eden, and from there he goes up even to higher levels of Gan Eden, but some of the spirit of the tzaddik remains in the lower level of Gan Eden, and that has a connection to us in this world, because we see that the level of Gan Eden does come down in the world. We see by Yaakov, we see other places that when Yaakov came into Yitzchak, he says that it was level Gan Eden. So that is something which stays in this world. And then later on he's going to say there's a further level. But let's look inside. When the tzaddik lived on the face of the earth, so these three measures of Emuna, Yira, and Ava were betoich keli ulevush shalahem, they were within their vessel and their garment. So they were dressed up in a dressed up. What was their garment? The keli was a physical space. That is the nefesh, the soul, which is tied to the body of the tzaddik. V'chol talmidov, ena mekablin rakaoris midas elo v'zivam. All of his students don't receive, but a shine from these measures and a ray from these measures. How did they get it? So they're in the keli of the guf of the tzaddik. The tzaddik, he has that experience of Abba Vira. How do the other people, how do the student get? They get it only hameir chutzli kleize. It shines outside of the tzaddik's vessels. Al yidei diburov u'machshavos v'akedoshim. Through the Rebbe's, to the tzaddik's speech, through the tzaddik's thought, that brings out a ray from that level that is contained in the guf, in the ruach of the tzaddik, which is in the guf of the tzaddik. L'chein omr nazal, and that's where sages tell us, she'ein odom eimel adas rabbi v'chulu. But this is the Gemara Navei Dezor, it says, and it's based on the pasuk in Itzovim, that we say over there that that they did not come up, it was after the 40 years in the desert. So he says that it took 40 years to come to realize the level of the tzaddik, till 40 years. So that is during the lifetime, because there's only a very small haore that comes, so it takes a long time to come up and to really fully appreciate the Rav's das of the Rav. But after the passing of the tzaddik, lefi shem ispardim b'chinas hanefesh nisharo b'kever b'chinas haruach shebegan Eden. So now there is a separation from the level of the nefesh, which stays in the kever, and the level of the ruach, the spirit. The ruach yehoila lemaila, that goes up above, that goes into the Gan Eden, the ruach of the neshama of the tzaddik. So what does it mean? Shem sholish midas halolu. These are these three levels Emuna Yirav. So means that the level of the tzaddik's Emuna Yirav and Av are no longer limited. They're no longer confined in the body of, in the guf, in the keli of the body. But now they're on the spiritual level in the Gan Eden, the Fikoch, and therefore Yochel Kol Hakorev. A love. Those who are close to him can receive a part of his spirit which is in Gan Eden. The way it works is that the ruach of the person of the tzaddik goes up from this world to Gan Eden. The nefesh stays in the kever, the ruach goes up to the Gan Eden ha'elyon, and the neshama goes into Gan Eden agareda tachton. The neshama goes into Gan Eden ha'elyon. So he says, now you can receive it, the whole thing. So since the ruach of the tzaddik is no longer in a vessel, because he's not in the guf, he's not dressed up in this world, and it's not in a physical space anymore, so anybody can get a part of that ruach of the tzaddik. Now he's going to explain. So why is it somebody who's close to the tzaddik, how come they're first? He's going to say in a minute. But first he wants to say that things that are in Gan Eden have a connection to our world over here. You can't say it's somewhere else. We can get from the Gan Eden. Kinoida, as we know, for example, my Mirazal, al Yaakov Avinu, all of Asholem, about Yaakov Avinu, peace on him, shenichnasim Gan Eden. That the Gan Eden went in with him. So when his father Yitzchak, who couldn't see, he says, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field that God has blessed. And Rashi says that he smelled the Gan Eden went in with him. So you see, the Gan Eden is in this world, comes in with the person. So it's written in the book, Sha'avir Gan Eden mispashet soviv kol odom, that the ear of the Gan Eden is actually hovers around every person. So even the person has a Gan Eden around him at the spiritual level. And in that ear that surrounds him, all of his thoughts and his good speech become of the Torah and Vedas Hashem are marked in there, in that, that is the Gan Eden, which the person later on enjoys the benefits of his Torah and Vedas. And he says in the parentheses, same thing in the other, the opposite side. God forbid, that if the averus that a person does are marked in the air that spreads around from the Gan Eden around the person. So you can either have the Gan Eden around you or the Gehenna around you. So what does it have to do? So he says, Hilkach, because there is no longer the limit of the body, and it's no longer the physical. Hilkach nekel me'od l'talmidov. It is very easy for the students, l'kabel chelkom, to receive their portion, mibichinas ruach rabbi ma'atzmiyis, from the spirit, the essence, the essential spirit of the Rav, not anymore through the dibur, through a ziv. What is his ruach rabam? That's his belief and his fear and his love that he served with them, Hashem. It's not only now a ray alone, hameir chutz lekeli, which shines outside of the keli. That is when it was living in this world. Because the ruach, the essence of the ruach of the, which is his, is elevated with one elevation after the other elevation, to be included in the level of his neshama, which is in the upper level of Gan Eden, which is in the supreme world, which is in the higher worlds. So even though, so what comes down in this world that I'm explaining now comes down from the Gan Eden Hatach, not from the Gan Eden Elyon. So, turns out, but once the Ruach of the Tzaddik goes higher and higher, it goes up also into Gan Eden Elyon, so it's no longer in Gan Eden Hatach. Alter Rebbe is going to say no. It still remains, even while going up to a higher level, a little bit of the previous level still remains with the in the area where it was. It is known, shekol dover shebigdusha, everything which is in holiness, einay nekar legamri mekol mekoil mimekoyim umadragosa rishona. It is not uprooted totally, altogether from its place and its first level. Gam laachashen is Allah ma'ala lemaila. Even after it's been elevated higher, higher, it still remains. So while the ruach is going to the level of neshama, but still the level of ruach which was in Gan Eden Atachna stays there. Ubechina zu harishoina shenishad lamat beGan Eden Atachna mekoyme umadregos harishoina. That first level that remained below in the Gan Eden Atachna in its place, as we said before, that Gan Eden comes down to the world from in its place in its first level. He hamispashetes b'talmidov, that is expands, spreads out in his students. Every person according to his tying and his closeness to him, bechayov ubemoisoy, through his life and during his death, be'ava rabba, with a great love. So he says the students, through the great love that they have for the Rebbe and for their hiskashrus, for their connection, for their tying themselves down and their closeness during his lifetime and after his passing, with the great love, that's how much they get it. But why? What is it connected to love? Because he says love is the vehicle, the channel that brings down all the levels. That's the level of your connection of love. Because love, kemayim aponim leponim, or ruach, aisi ruach v'amshi ruach, the amshi ruach that says in the Zohar. So the spirit of love, the closeness, goes up and brings down the ruach. Kam shochas kol ruchnis eina elo al yidei ahava rabba. For bringing down all spiritual levels only comes down through a great love. As the Holy Zohar says, the ruach, the ru'usa, the liba, that the spirit of the yearning of the heart, the desire of the heart, the rotzin halev, that means the love of the heart, that ruach that the person has of love, amshich ruach mileilo, that brings down the ruach from above. So the ruach of the tzaddik, which is in Gan Eden, will come down through bringing your ruach to the tzaddik. But, rakim yikon likrasa lekov, quoting the verse, you have to prepare yourself toward your God. This is a verse that is always used. When you daven, you have to daven, you prepare yourself properly. Bachono rabo v'yigia atzuma, by preparation, a great preparation, and a tremendous amount of effort, v'yigia atzuma, lekabel sholish midas halolu, to receive. You have to prepare yourself to receive these three measures, as his teacher instructed him. As the sage is saying, if you put in effort and then you found, you should believe, which means that through the effort you will find and you believe, which means that it will come down to you. But that is the effort that you have to prepare yourself for your amuna, and you have to have the love, the iskashrus to the Rebbe. And then you'll be able to receive from the level of the Ruach, from the Rebbe, to you. But this is in an indirect way. Further, the Rebbe is going to say, there's also a somewhat of an indirect way which the Rebbe's level influences the work over here below.